Welcome to Livelihood Matters Podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Francois. I'm a business coach and a project manager, and I teach ambitious entrepreneurs how to monetize their skills, get paid more for their time, and turn their passion into a sustainable online business. I'll be sharing tips on online marketing, business strategy, client attraction, demystifying generational poverty, and how to create multiple streams of income. I grew up in a small village in the Commonwealth of Dominica, a community enriched with the preservation of culture. And I didn't grow up with much, and I have always wondered if I would be able to buy the things that I needed. I started selling from the age of 12, and I generated the income I needed to pay for school fares and snacks. I've literally taught myself how to be self-sufficient and to never struggle again. I learned the art of creating my own income from a very young age, and I have never stopped. I began my entrepreneurial journey back in 2014 as a blogger, and this was just 2 years since I had returned home from doing my first degree in economics. At that time, I was excited and ready to enter the workforce. I had no intention to blog, but I wanted to do something. Just like you, I wanted to follow the traditional route until I hit rock bottom. I was broke and literally had no savings, so I sold my only gold chain for $300 to get by. I did what I had to do. My job was taking all my time, and I was mentally drained. When I left that soul-sucking job in 2015, I took my gratuity and opened a mobile store where I sold clothing and accessories for women. I made just enough to pay for my loans, to feed myself, and to reinvest. So I know a little thing or two about selling and growing a business. I love selling, and I realize that most of us are shy and we struggle because we do not want to sell. But if you know how to speak to others about yourself, your skills, then you will be able to venture into entrepreneurship. I started my online coaching and consulting business in 2017 when I worked on a livelihood recovery project. I realized how many women struggled to find jobs, and it was my responsibility to help implement a training program to help them to upskill and reskill and to create employment opportunities. I also noticed that some of these women were very skilled and did not get a job because they were shy. They were not sure how to package themselves. So that was when I got my idea to move into business coaching. In 2017, though, Hurricane Maria devastated Dominica and things changed. I moved to London for work, and during that time, I was still thinking about my business. So I hired a black woman who was a Forbes featured mentor. She's from the Caribbean, and she helped me to reshape my thinking about my business. I started taking clients, and I juggled work, school, and business. Since then, I've rebranded, headed back to my island, Dominica, and continued to establish my business. I have since grown to be a five-figure online entrepreneur, where I teach side hustlers how to get paid for their skills, how to market themselves online, and stop living paycheck to paycheck. I started this podcast to share my experience about entrepreneurship, future of work, business strategy, and how this can help to improve your livelihood. So in this podcast, we're going to discuss a lot of personal development, business strategy, and building a wealth mindset. I want to normalize black wealth, encourage sustainable entrepreneurship in our Caribbean culture, and show others what's possible in the online space. I started this podcast because I want to see less people confined to a 9-to-5. I want to see a society where people are driven to do more, to use their skills to create money. I want to see a society where people become more livelihood focused and less materialistic. I want to see less frustrated people who are underpaid and overworked, and more persons taking control of their health, wealth, and money. The education system did not show us how to create our own source of income, or even multiple streams of income for that matter. We were taught that the secure way to attain success is going through a rite of passage, that is primary school, high school, college, university. then to work really, really hard to climb the corporate ladder, start a family, and buy a house or build, depending on where you are located. This route often leads to massive debt, living in the moment, stressed out AF, depressed, and ultimately feeling unfulfilled. We see a lot of people chasing these things that are not valuable at the expense of their well-being. Truth is, guys, this route is not for everyone. It is common for society to classify those who have made it as having accomplished certain educational accolades, thus have created a divide. However, they are a minority who did not go to college, yet built their livelihoods using the skills that they have with no formal education. This minority took their power and created opportunities to make money. We need more people to step into their greatness and start creating this roadmap to become an entrepreneur. Money is power, and we need more money to create a better quality of life. Livelihood Matters podcast is aimed at demystifying the cultured mindset on wealth and will help you to think outside of the box, to start your own business, to create the life of freedom that you envisioned. And I am here to let you know that you can gain success regardless of your grades, your status, your location. If you find yourself wanting to know more and wanting more out of life to build wealth, then stick with me. I really hope you can use this as your weekly dose of inspiration to get the needle moving in your life and business. And if you're wondering why me, well, let me tell you, I've since grown my business from 0 to 5 figures by harnessing the power of mindset, habits, and lifestyle. Therefore, I want to share with you what I learned, how I got started, and how you can build your business. My mission is to help Black people to do more, want more, and aim to improve their livelihoods outside of the norm. I am deeply passionate about leading others to focus on personal growth, leveraging their skills, and to become more financially free. I'm taking a stance for all of us and want you to join me on this journey. Thank you so much for listening. And if you love this episode, please share with a friend or family. Let me know what you think by leaving a comment below. Until then, on to episode 2.
Bye. Bye.